This week's shiurim are dedicated in memory of Toba Bas HaRav Yehuda Aleh HaShalom, whose yahrzeit is Vav Cheshvan.
Okay, today's daf is Nedarim Daf Tes, and we are on Tes Aman Aleph, the second Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim, as we continue this first parak, which is all about Kinuyim and Yados. And this first Mishnah continues the discussion of Yados, and with Hashem on tomorrow's Mishnah, we'll get to the discussion of Kinuyim. But the first two Mishnahs here are about Yados l'Nedarim. So the Mishnah tells us, Kenidrei Rishaim, if somebody makes a neder and says, I hereby take upon myself the neder of the wicked, Kenidrei Rishaim. So what does that mean? So as we're going to see, the Rishaim are the ones who are not fully righteous, are the ones that make nedarim. And therefore, this is an effective yad for a neder. Remember, this is not a kinui. A kinui is a substitute word that they use in other languages, or a substitute word that the rabbis made up. Those are kinuyim. All other types of not explicit versions and formulations of an acceptance of a neder would be a yad. So that's why this is a yad. Somebody says, I accept upon myself like the neder v'rishah. Neder, that works as a neder, b'nazir u'bikarban u'bishvua. Whether it is a context of nazirus, that type of neder, or karban, I am making something into a karban u'bishvua, or accepting something on myself. The Rishonim here ask that there is a day in Tosas. Tosas back at the Beis Mabei says there's no such thing as a yad for a shvua. There's only a yad for a nazir, right? When it says kol kinuye nedarim v'chulu, it says a shvuas kishvuas. That's only about the line of kinuyim. But there's no yad for shvua. That's what Tosas says on Beis Mabei. V'yishlomar tekiva deles beyados lo chashul haskiram. And the question is though, this sounds like a yad for a shvua. Right here it says ubishvua. So how do you, Tosas knows the Mishnah, so says that it's Siv on our Mishnah, fundamental answer, which the major sugyas are elsewhere, but we touched on it already. There's a difference between Mushba Mipi Atzmo and Mushba Mipi Acherim. There are two types of shvuos that one can be involved in life. I can make my own shvuah. I swear that, dot, dot, dot. That's Mushba Mipi Atzmo. I make my own oath. Or I can be mushba mipi acherim, and some halachic contexts even require mushba mipi acherim, where somebody else is mashbia me. Certain mishnah is elsewhere mashbia ani alecha by shvuas eidus. I know eidus about some on behalf of somebody. So somebody is mashbia me, and I say amen, or I do something that expresses that I agree. So that's a different type of shvuah. Says the Netziv, we discuss this back on the Beis Man Aleph, on the bottom, when we talk about whether you need a Shem Hashem b'shvuah. So the Netziv says, Nira de pshita, de mushba mipi atzmo, de hainu shvuas bitui, do melechol darver l'nedarim. If I make a shvuah myself, mipi atzmo, that's like a neder. And therefore, we have similar ideas, and that's what our Mishnah is talking about, where there is something called a yad l'shvuah. If I say something that is not totally clear, it's not explicit, it's good enough if it's a yad for a shvuah. That's when I did it myself. V'rak b'mushba mipi acherim leka yados. Shrei leka shemochacha demahani. If somebody else says something that is not so clear, and I agree, so how do I know that? That's what I meant. That's like two steps removed. It's not a clear lashon, and I didn't even say it. I'm agreeing to that unclear lashon, but I have no idea what's in his mind, and he has no idea what's in my mind. So says the Netziv, then it won't work. Umeyata b'maseches shvuos tekolo kol midei shvuos v'ilo hayamaskel amaseches kol kinuyei shvuos kishvuos havamina tehu adin mushma mipi acherim. That's why he didn't say it at the beginning of maseches shvuos, because then you might have thought all shvuos are included in the concept of yad, and that's why masha'en ken kan. But here is different. Detani v'shvuos kishvuos yeshlama demayir b'shvuos bitui dumya din adarim. But here it's talking about the shvuah you make yourself. Says the Netziv, that is why. How you put together the day in Tosfos earlier and our Mishnah. So we have a yad for a shvuah here, even though yad for shvuahs don't always exist. Why is it that only Rishonim make a neder? Got to be a really bad person to make a neder. So the Rishonim say, the Ran says right here, and the Ritva even expands upon it. It doesn't mean a real Rasha. It means somebody who makes a neder is not a perfect tzaddik. And that they're not a Russia in general. They're a Russia. Look, I'll be this halacha. Sometimes we all have different areas of our Avodas Hashem that we need work in. So it doesn't mean Russia. It means Nedarim isn't something that is such a great habit. We're going to have later on the Gemara Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph that if you make a neder, it's like you built a bama outside the Beis HaMikdash, right? Not the greatest mitzvah in the world. So that's what the Gemara here means, says the Ron right here on the first couple of skinny, the fifth skinny line. Shaharei HaRishoim darken li darbakol elu. They're a Rasha regarding this halacha. And the Ritva says, She'enzu midas ksherim. This is not the mida of ksherim. She'ne'amar k'damina b'gemara kalanoder afo bishem akayim nikra Rasha. Rasha le'inyin. Rasha le'inyin zeh. That is the language of the Ritva, the language of the Ran, and one other lasha on the language here of the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita says, "V'harishayim shesheninu kan lav rishayim da'alma kamrinan." We're not talking about. He's a good guy. You could be a good guy and make an ether. Shehem, if you have a real rasha, ein lohem esek lo benaziris v'lo bekarbanus v'lo bederach neder v'lo bederach nedava. A real rasha is not making any of these nedarim and nedavis. And Nazir is trying to get close to God. All right, so we're not talking about a real Russia. Ela elu bnei Adam she'ein isharim b'yirat shamayim l'dakdek al atzman b'inyanim elu. V'yavu b'shemakayim osam hari nikrei rishayim b'bnei shemevian atzman l'day safik. They're putting themselves into more difficult spiritual states, situations they might violate. So that is why it is called nizrei rishayim. So when somebody makes a neder, they buy into being a neder like a Russia, so that is an effective language, effective yad, and therefore it would work whether it comes to a nazir. We'll see again in the Gemara. What's the context? How do you know what he's talking about? If he just says, Nidre Risham bin Nazir, maybe there's a nazir walking by, as we'll see. Ubik Karban, Ubik Shvua, and when it comes to Shvua as well. What about Kinidre Ksherim? What if somebody says, I'm going to make a nether like a kosher person makes a nether? So we just say, well, a kosher person doesn't make a nether. So that Lashon is ineffective. That's not a serious yad. Kenidrik sheirim lo amar klum. That's nothing. That doesn't work because a kasher in this regard does not make nedarim. They're never no there. There is a Rambam. The Rambam says this is in general that a kasher doesn't make a neder. But there are some times that a kasher might make a neder. So the Mishnah must be talking not about that case. The Rambam says in nedarim aleph chavav amar. First he quotes our Mishnah, but then he adds a line. Amar, Hare alai kenidre rishoim, o kenidvos ksherim. We'll get to that line, we didn't do that yet. Sha'ochelacho, emochelacha, Hareza asur, ava bishalopiresh. Somebody says nidre rishoim. Amar kenidre ksherim, lonis chayev klum. Sha'eda ksherim nozrim, biderech iser vikaas. So he adds that. A kasher doesn't make a ned there when he's out of control. Right? That's a Russia. Type of nether. But what if somebody's calm? What if somebody's perfectly, focused, and they make a nether because they want to give something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it sounds like that would work. The Rambam just says, Ein aksherim nozrim b'derech iser v'ka'as. So you have to know based on the context. So, but in general, that's when most adarim take place, when somebody's out of control. So when somebody just says kenidre ksherim, it doesn't work. Because that's not usually how it happens. If they specify kenidre ksherim when they're in shul getting an aliyah, something like that. So then maybe it would work, even according to the Rambam. There is another area where the Rambam says, another halacha, the Rambam says, maybe there's an idea of making a neder for ksherim, and that is the end of Hilchos Arachin, v'charamim. The last halacha, this happens to be the last halacha in Sefer Hafla. The last halacha, the Rambam says, second to last halacha, afal pi shehek deshos, v'ha arachin, v'charamim mitzvos, even though being makdish something and all the sugis at the end of Parshas B'chu Kosai, it's a mitzvah. It's counted as one of the 613. Ra'ui lo v'ra'i lo la'adam la'hanihig atzmo b'dvarim elu. K'dei lakuf yitzro v'lo ye kili. A person should follow in these ways and he shouldn't be a miser, a kili. V'yikaye mashat sibu nevi'im kabedes Hashem mehoncha. And he should follow the words of the nevi'im. That he should give a lot of tzedakah. Afal pikein im lo hikdish velo herich velo hechver me olam im bekaklum. But if you were never makdish or know there anything, says the Rambam, it's okay. I don't have to say, I have to fulfill every mitzvah in the 613. No, we've said many times, we don't want to do that. We don't want to fulfill the mitzvah of hachzaras gezela and we don't want to fulfill the mitzvah of Machzer Grushaso and Velosia Leisha, right? All these are not mitzvahs that we dream of, right? So here too, even Arachin and Charamim, says the Rambam, you don't have to do those. Haraya Torah Heida Va'amra Ki V'chi Sechta Lindar Lo Yieh B'chachet. The Rambam acknowledges that they are mitzvos, but it doesn't mean that you have to do it. So that's Kinidrek Sheirim, put that together. The only time you had that other Rambam in terms of B'derech Kas or Shelo B'derech, Belo B'derech Kas. Okay, last line of the Mishnah. So, Neder of a Rasha, that's effective. Neder of a Kasher, that's ineffective. But what about Nidava? Kinidvosam Neder B'nazir U'B'karban. But a Kasher makes a Nidava. Kinidvosam, so then it works by Nazir and Karban. Shvua is not on the list. Doesn't work by Shvua because Kshem are never Nishba in La'olam, the Mefarshim say. But a Nidava would work. The question is, what about Nidava of a Rasha? We'll get to that in a minute. But first let's talk about a Nidava of a Kasher. What's the difference? We usually understand the difference between a Neder and a Nidava focused on the Gavr, focused on the Chefza, like we had back on Daf Beis. A Neder is Hare Alai, I hereby promise to do something, and a Nidava is Hare Zeh. This animal, that's usually the difference, and the Mishnayos say the difference is Chiyuv Bachri Yusan, right, the first parak in Megillah. The Mishnayos describe, if the animal gets lost, do I have to substitute another one? So if I said Hare Zu, no, because I only said I'm giving this animal. If I say Hare Alai, I promise that even if the animal is lost, then I have to give another animal because the focus is me, the focus is not the animal. So why should that make any type of difference here? Between why would if a kasher doesn't make nidarim, so why would they make nidavos? What's the difference in this context? We know what in general a neder and nidava means, but here it seems to be mean something different between neder and nidava. So what is the difference here? So if you look in the Ran here has a difference between neder and nidava, which is not the common difference. Third medium line in the Ran. V'ikal medak. Hare nidava eino ela ba'omer hare zu neder, b'hare alai, v'chilek zeh les ela b'nedarim, the karbanos. The Ron asks it, he asks it a little different way. He says, what difference should it make? But he says, especially in the context of a nazir, what difference should it make? Hare alai hare zeh. Ava b'nazir is my neder, my nidava sheikhabe, hare eino ela b'inyan echad. Nazir is one thing, I promise to be a nazir. What does neder and nidava have to do with anything? So says the Ron, nira b'enai, sixth wa medium line. De neder pirusho, davar she'eno ba lagamre benidvas halev. That's what he means. A neder usually, says the Ron, is associated with something. I'm not totally into it. I haven't totally decided. I haven't committed to it. I say it, but I might have some sveikus. I'll do it fine. I'll do it. But I might have some sveikus. Venidava. Pirusho Masha Adam Noder Yoter Benidvas Nafsho Vishamaisav Yoser Ritsuyim. A Nidava, a person is more convinced about this. There's an animal in my yard, and I say, this animal is going to the base of Megdash. I'm focused on the animal, not focused on me. That's the Ron's generalization. Umishem Hachi. And that's what we say here, Amrinon. The Neder Hari Hu Hare Alai Lafishainu Mizadiv Lagamre. What is Neder? I haven't picked out which animal I'm giving yet. Yeah, I'll do it. But who says you're going to really do it then? If you've already designated what you're giving, that already shows seriousness. That already shows that you want to do it. A neder, that's like step one. Step one, I'm going to do it. I accept to do it. But what are you going to do? You haven't decided. So, when it comes to a neder that you aren't, misadiv lagamre, kivat shalei frishu achshav, v'nedava hu ba'omei harei zu l'fishim misadiv nidro, and yoser ratsui, and therefore is more serious, and that's why when it comes to a kasher will make a nedava. Because if they've come to the decision, they want to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. So they'll make that nedava, and that's why Ksheirim would do that. But Rishayim, you know, they make nedarim. Because they haven't decided yet. They do it because they're angry. They do it because they're out of control. But it's not fully a commitment. And therefore, the language of Nedava would only be used by a kasher, says the Ron, explaining the Mishnah, and not when it comes to not by a Rasha. One other point, and that is the Rashba. The Rashba here quotes a Tosefta that talks about what about the opposite? The opposite case is not in the Mishnah. What about a Nedava of a Rasha? Not explicit. So the Rashba says, "V'dafka kisha amar Kinidrei Rishayim Alai. That's what works. The nether of a Rishayim. Aval Omer Kinidvas Rishayim Alai. But if somebody makes, it says, I hereby accept to the Nidav of a Rasha, Lo Amar Klum. Lefish Ein HaRishayim Misnadvim. Rishayim are not Misnadev. And he quotes that Beferish from the Tosefta in the first perek of our Mesechta. Pirish, and then he explains. Lefisha afilu kisheha rishoyim omrim harezu ola oshlamim de karinan le nedava haim. Einon osin kein lekavanas nedava gemura. El yiras chet shekadam lehem vahareza kineder. And even if a Rasha would use the language of a nedava, says the Rashba, explaining the Tosefta, they don't really mean it, they don't really want to, they're just trying to they're bothered by what they just did, they're upset at themselves, they'll do something quickly in haste, but it's not a thought-out process, part of our Avodas Hashem, and that's why it's not going to work. But a tzaddik, a kasher, language of Nadava, that is something that is okay. Ask the Rishonim here, I have a problem. I have a problem with none other than Yaakov Avinu. Vayidar Yaakov, neder lemar. Yaakov made a neder. I thought nederim is something that Rishonim make, and not tzaddikim, and not ksherim. So ask all the Rishonim here, how did Yaakov Avinu make his neder? So, says the Rashba, let's just continue, says the Rashba, he didn't really mean neder. Just like we say, just like I just said, sometimes if a Rasha says a nedava, he really means a neder. Yaakov Avinu said neder, and he really meant a nedava. You have to know who you're talking about, says the Rashba. V'hadam rina shenodron ala tzara keder sh'azi asa Yaakov, shenem rav yidar Yaakov neder, l'fi she'oso neder, eino neder gamur, ela nedava v'hoda'a. Meaning, neder, the Rishonim assume, is usually as a reaction to an event that took place. I sinned, I did something wrong, so I quickly make a neder to try to counter what I just did. That's not what's happening with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is accepting upon himself something about the future. I hereby accept to, Aser Asrenu Lach, it's about the future. It's thought out, and it's said in a calm way. So says the Rashba, even though it says neder there, we can understand it as nedava. That is the Rashba. If you look in Tosfos in Meseches Chulin asks this question on Daf Beis, right at the beginning of Meseches Chulin, and Tosfos there says, Shiny Eis Tzara. Eis Tzara is different. When there's an Eis Tzara, we discussed this yesterday, 2 days ago, Eis Tzara, that's when it's a good idea to be noder. Somebody is sick, there's a Tzaris. So noder, Eis Tzara, that the stakes are different, the stakes are higher in that case. We even know in terms of Tefillah, Eis Tzara is different, right? The famous sheet of the Ramban who argues with the Rambam. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah to daven every single day of our life. How much? What words? That's all the Rabbanan. But the mitzvah to turn into Hashem every day, la'avdo b'chol avavchem, mitzvah daraisa every single day. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs argues. The Ramban says, no, there's no mitzvah to daven every single day. When? There's a mitzvah to Rabbanan. When is there a mitzvah to daven daraisa only be'eis Tzara? Based on a pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha. Right, Eis Tzara. Right, Al Tzara Tzor Eschem. So based on that pasuk, Eis Tzara is different. Eis Tzara, the stakes are higher. I think we've touched in the past to mention why is that, because it could be when there's an Eis Tzara. And if I don't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'eis Tzara, so that's a reflection that I don't think that Tzara is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't think he's in charge. That's why the Ramban says, even though davening every day to Hashem is not daraisa, but Be'eis Tzara it is daraisa, because that's a reflection of the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, when he says when things happen in life, we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize it comes from Him. If we say Mikra, Mikres, things just happen, and there's no Baal Habira, so that'll lead to more terrible things. But that's the Rambam. That's also where Moshe Feinstein has a fascinating tshuva, where he discusses, do non-Jews have to daven? A non-Jew, do they have to daven? It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos. Do they have to daven? Says Rav Moshe, yes, Be'eis Tzara. Why? Because Eis Tzara, not turning to God when there's a difficulty in life, is a reflection that I don't believe that He is in charge. That's a lack of emunah, and that's one of the Sheva Mitzvos. So that is why Rav Moshe says, they have to daven. But it all comes from Eis Tzara. Eis Tzara is different. That's what Tosfos says in Chulin. Tosfos says Yaakov Avinu did it because with Eis Tzara he was worried about what Esav was going to do. And then we have, like the Klayakar we said, yes, the Klayakar that talks about the end of the Chukosai, Jews are no dem Eis Tzara. His message is that we should try to do it even not Eis Tzara. But that's the Klayakar. One final answer. So we have the Rashba, don't take it so seriously, Tosfos. And then we have one other answer. One other answer given for Yaakov Avinu. Says the Shimu Kubetzes, Kodem Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah, don't ask me any kashas from before Matan Torah, and therefore there is no issue involved. The way the Shita says it is that if it's Kodem Matan Torah also, there's no halachas of Me'ila, and therefore if you make a neder, you're not going to have an animal walking around where you're going to be nervous about the status of the animal, but Kodem Matan Torah. So that is a huge topic. Just to quote one source. One source, if one has never seen it, it's worthwhile to see it inside the Maharal. The Maharal and the Gur Aryeh on Parshas Vayigash. Rashi on Vayigash tells us on the pasuk of B'nei Shimon, Yemuel v'Yamin v'Oad v'Yachin v'Sochar, v'Shaul ben HaKna'anis. One of the sons of Shimon was Shaul, the son of the Kana'anis. Who is the Kana'anis? Rashi at least quotes one opinion that says Dina. That meant Dina that was taken by Shechem, and Dina didn't leave until Shimon says, don't worry, I'll marry you. Shimon and Levi went there. So according to one day in the Medrash, Shimon married Dina. Asks the Maharal, a brother married a sister? Wow. I thought that was Usher. Says the Maharal, how could she have done that? Oh, they called him at the Torah. Okay, called him at the Torah. But the Avos were Mekayim called Torah Kula Shalom Nidna. Right, the Gemara said at the end of Kiddushin, and the Gemara in Yuma, that Avram Avinu even kept the Erev Tavshilin. So, ask the Maharal, again, this is one of the major sources on that topic. How did Shimon marry Dina? So, maybe it was only, he has five different suggestions, maybe it was only Achos Min Ha'im, right? It wasn't Achos Min Ha'av, right? Different, you know, maybe there's a difference there, even though here maybe that doesn't work. Number two, he says, maybe, this is what's said by a number of Achronim, the Arachayim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim Ivalajin, they saw Baruch HaKodesh that they were supposed to do this. Right? When you're an Einu Mitzuba V'yosa, when you're not commanded, so then you have more flexibility. Yaakov Avinu, or the Arachayim HaKadosh, says on Chumash, Yaakov Avinu kept all the mitzvos, but if he saw Baruch Kod show that there was one mitzvah that he was supposed to, in quotes, violate, and that was going to bring amazing effects in Shamayim, so then, that's what he did. When somebody is a mitzvah v'yose, then we can't make those cheshbonos. We have to do the mitzvahs, period. But if you're in a mitzvah v'yose, you can pick and choose a couple of them. Number two. Number three, suggest the Maharal an amazing suggestion, and that is maybe before Maimon Har Sinai, every single Jew who decided to keep the Torah was considered a convert. There was nothing that was passed down from the previous generation. Yaakov taught his kids the Torah, and therefore they were also quasi-Jews. No. Reuven, Shimon, they decided themselves, and each one of them were considered Gershon as Gayer. So Ruth, Shimon, and Dina weren't related to each other, because they were all considered Gershon as Gayer. Kanjanola dummy. Another answer. What he's famous for, the Maharal here, is his answer that's machalik between Aseis and Los Aseis. Doesn't work for all the Midrashim, doesn't work for Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, but it works for most violations that we have of Yaakov marrying two sisters, and Yaakov building a Matzeva, and Amram and Yocheved marrying each other, Moshe's parents was an illicit relationship. Most of the problems were violations of Los Aseis. So that's the Maharal suggestion. It makes sense that even if I'm not commanded to do something by an Aseh, I'll do it anyway, because an Aseh is a reflection of Avas Hashem, like the Ramban says, and I'll do it anyway, even if I'm not commanded. But if I'm not told not to do it, says the Maharal, so why shouldn't I do it? I'm not told that I shouldn't do it. So at least before the Torah was given, and therefore that's his chilek of Aseis and Los Aseis relating to Lifnei Matan Torah, unlike here too. Baking a neder is in the world of Los Aseis, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, that is all relating to the Mishnah. So this is the Mishnah of Nidrei Rishayim and Nidrei Ksherim and Nidvos Rishayim and Nidvos Ksherim. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, V'dilma, the Mishnah said that if I say, I hereby accept the neder of a Rasha, so I'm Aser Mishum Neder. V'dilma Hachikamar, K'nidrei Rishayim Lo Nadarna. If somebody just says, like a neder of a Rasha, who says, maybe he's saying, like a neder of a Rasha, I don't want to be Noder. He didn't finish his Lashon. Why is this a good yad? Right? This is even, the Gemara is asking, this is basically even less than a yad she'ena mochiach. Maybe this is nothing. So answers the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, ba'omer kenidre rishayim hareni alai vehemenu. Like a neder of a rasha, I accept upon me hareni alai vehemenu. You use one of those words in the context. For example, hareni benaziris. You say, I hereby accept. So saying I hereby accept means you want to be like it, by a Naziris. A lie, b'karban. It is incumbent upon me, use that lashon in the context of a karban. Heimenu b'shvua. From him, b'shvua. So each of those are obviously asering, forbidding something. All of those lashonas, period. After Shalmi Nedarim, one of the great achronim right here on Maseches Nedarim, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is, oh, maybe he didn't accept being an Eder, but maybe he did. Maybe he didn't, but maybe he did. Savi Derais Alachumra. So what's the Havamina of, oh, maybe he's not an Eder, maybe he didn't accept the Nazir. Why is that the Gemara's question? Therefore what? We should say he's not a Nazir, but maybe he did accept, and maybe he is a Nazir. Safig Daraisa Lachumra. Says the Shalmei Nedarim, the Ein Lomar Dimi Sveika Lachumra Azlinan. Don't say, like what we're going to see later on. Why? Because, a couple of answers. Number one, Yesh Lomar, Deshaini Hasam, Dechazina Charotza Le'asar Alav, Rak Demisafka Lanim Kavanaso, Lodavar Hanadr, Lodavar Achir. When do we say later on, Safik Daraisa Lachumra applied by Naziris, you're not, or by a Neder? That's only where you know he's Asering. You don't know if he used the correct lashon. So then we'll say, okay, he's asering. Here, you don't know if he's asering or not. So then you wouldn't say. You don't know if he's buying into the package. Masha'in ken kan, ulai rotze lomar de kenidje risham lona darna, ra kenidje ksherim. Number one. Number two, even if you want to say in general, savek daraisa lachumra, that's where there is no halachic counter pressure. Here, savek daraisa lachumra, and therefore what? You're going to bring a carbon to the base of Megdash. What about the Isra of Chulin Bazara? Right? That's on the other side. You can't just say, okay, you might as well. No! There's an Isra on the other side, which we'll get to on Ahmed Beis. Number two. And number three, he says, Fiyodi Shlomar. Okay, we're not going to do the third answer now, but that's a couple of answers related to why Suffolk Lechumer wouldn't apply in this case, according to the Shalmei Nedarim. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. So you use the Lashon of Hareini. Fine. But what about this case? Hareini as the Gemara. Hareini Nazirus, that's a Lashon of a Nazir, Dilma Hareini Betainis Kamar. If you just say the Lashon of Hareini, I hereby accept, who says that has anything to do with a Nazir? Maybe you want to say, I accept to fast today. No, Amar Shmuel, Kishahaya Nazir Over Lefanav. When there's a Nazir walking by, and I say, I accept. Right, so then we put together the Nazir being there and his acceptance to say that he's accepting to be a Nazir. Right, the Ran, the next two words are in parentheses. The Ran says, what about by a carbon? Do you need the animal in front of you where you just say, Alai, do you need the carbon there? So the Ran says, yes. The Ran says, also, you have by the carbon, the animal is walking by. The Rambam is not so clear that you need that. Interesting whether there would be a chilek between Naziris and Karbanos. Heimenu b'shvua, dilma heimenu da'chil makamar. If you just say, from it, maybe that means from it I will eat, not from it I won't eat. So how do you know heimenu, from it, that's for sure a lashon of forbidding. Amar Rava, da'amar heimenu shelo ochel. Okay, that's what you say. From it I will not eat. That's the lashon of a shvua. Iachi ma'ila meimra. If that's true, then what's the chiddush of that? That's like a total formulation. That's not a yad. I'm not going to eat this. Okay, what's the chiddush? Ma'od etema halo mafik shvua mipume. Still, you didn't explicitly say the lashon of shvua. You just said, from it, I will not eat. So maybe it doesn't have all the halachas of a shvua. Kamash malan, it does. Or kamash malan hadein, kamash malan, this case does have that lashon. Stop there. Once we're on the lashon of context of topic of yad, so the Chashuk Yechemed here discusses the following case. Following case, She'elah. Histakel, somebody's looking at their brother's wedding video, or whatever. It's not videos nowadays, right? Whatever it is, you're watching your brother's wedding, and all of a sudden, this guy was watching it, and he sees the Masada Kedushin is a Talmud Chacham Muflag, the Rashka Bahag is the Masada Kedushin, and he's interesting. He wants to know how he did the chuppah. You know, many times, you know, you want to see how like certain people do chuppahs. Did they drink a little bit of the wine? What do? Where do they position the chasen and kala? So it's interesting to know how Gdolei Yisrael, you know, do it. That's how I always like to be up front to watch them. So he was watching. He knows his brother got married with this great big rabbi. So he's watching the chuppah. And he says, Lahaftato, he sees that the first time his brother, I guess he wasn't so much focused at the wedding, right? So his brother said the first time, Hariyamu Kudesh Azli, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. He forgot the Tavazu. So the Masada Kedushin said to him, say it again. So he says it again. He says, Hariyamu Kudeshes Bitabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. And he left out the lead the second time. But the Masada Kedushin didn't catch it. Everybody says, Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes, wonderful. And they went on with the wedding. Uh-oh. He says, is there a problem here? If somebody says Hariyamu Kudeshes, it doesn't say lead, that is not a Lashon of Kedushin. The Shulchan Aruch says. If somebody leaves out the lead, it's a problem. So he goes to Rav Zilberstein. What am I supposed to do? Should I tell my brother? Is there a problem here? I don't want to cause family strife. I don't want to, between me and my brother or between him and his wife. So what do I do? So Rav Zilberstein says, HaMekadesh as Aisha, right, is it a Yad? Is it a Yad Kedushin? We discussed that earlier, right? Comparing Kedushin to Hektish. So HaMekadesh as Aisha, Hari Amar Hari Mekudesh. If you just say Hari Mekudeshes, the Shulchan Aruch says, Eina Mekudeshes. And the Ramah says, V'chein Iker. But the question is, what if there was what we might call Asukin Ba'oso Inyan? There was already a Mishudeches. There was already a context. And they knew. They knew these people were getting married. And he didn't say Li there. Is that called Yadayim Ochicho? So that's already is a discussion in the postgame. That's already more of a discussion if he left out the Li. So if Zilberstein says in this context, where she's under the chuppah, and he said the Lashon before, just a second ago. And he forgot B'tabazu, but he said Li. And now fine, that was a mistaken Lashon, he forgot it. But now he said this, you could see, you could at least call this Asukin Bosu Inyan, you could call this Meshudeches, and therefore, don't say a word to your brother. Especially, he throws in another halacha, he says, the Mabit told, even if you didn't say B'tabazu, it's kosher. So the first one worked. Right, b'di'eved. L'chadchila, you have to say b'tabazu, but b'di'eved is not ma'akev. So the first one is good enough. So therefore, it would be okay. And then he says, as he says many times, I asked this question to my brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and he says, I don't think it's a problem anyway. Why? Because you're allowed to view the two lashonos as one big lashon. And l'maisa, he said, li, l'maisa, he said b'tabazu, and it's all good. And it's okay. He says, Bein shnei hanuschos amar es kol ma shetzorach lomar b'tchila amar li b'sof amar b'tavazu shtei hanuschos mitzarfos. We can say them, have them all together. That's the lashon of yad, and therefore, according to that, maybe it's not even a yad, right? According to the earlier cases, it's a yad. That's good enough. According to the Rav Chaim Kanievsky formulation, it's not a yad. You said everything that you were supposed to say. So what? That you said it in two different lines. It's okay. Period. Two dots. Kenidrek sheirim. Kenidrek sheirim. Lo amar klum, kinidvosam, other neder v'chulu. So the neder of ksheirim does not work because the ksheirim aren't noder, but they are nedava. So mantani d'shani lan bein neder l'nedava. Who is the one? Who is the author? Who is the Tana? That says there's a difference between nedarim and nedavas when it comes to ksheirim and rishayim. Who is that going according to? Lema lo Rabbi Meir, v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. It's against Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya. Why? The Brisa says. The pasuk says in Koheles. Tov asher lo tidar v'gomer. It's better not to make nedarim than to make a neder and fulfill it. Better not to make nedarim. Tov mizeh u'mizeh she'eno noder kol ikar divrei Rabbi Meir. A Meir says, don't make any neder. Period. So he seems to say across the board, nothing. Rabbi Yehuda omer, tov mizeh u'mizeh noder u'mishalem. No, the best thing is to make a neder and just fulfill the neder. So, ask the Gemara. Our Gemara makes a chilek between a neder and a nedava. So, who's that according to? Rav Meir doesn't like any of them. Rav Yehuda says they're all good. So, what's the difference? We'll get to what the Nekudah Machlokas is B'Hashem soon. Let's just continue first. So, who is our Mishnah like them? It's Machalek. So, Afilu Tam Rabbi Meir. No, maybe even Rabbi Meir who says it's no good. Our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Meir. Ki Ka'amar Rabbi Meir ben neder. Ben nedava lo ka'amar. When a Meir says he doesn't like it, it's better Tova Shalotidar. That's about nedarim, not about nedavis. V'haktani kinidvosam nadar benazir ubekar. But our Mishnah says kinidvosam nedar benazir ubekar. But tani nadav benadar benazir. No, it's nedava. Nedava is what works, but not the neder. Period. Stop there for a minute. So Lamaisa, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? What's the root of the machlokas? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that it's good to fulfill and Rabbi Meir not to at all? Says the Stipler in a letter. It's quoted here in the Biuri Hadaf. Rabbi Meir Savar, Adiv Shahadam Lo Yadam Yashar Yadal Vishalim, Shekane Yeshash, Sha'af Shahadam Akibal Al Atzmal Lachayim Bez Nizro. Rabbi Meir is nervous that even if somebody accepts to fulfill his neder, Mikol Makom Eino Lismoch Alas Kamaso, maybe he's not going to fulfill it. Shemelo Yamo Bekach. Right? You're nervous. He's not going to fulfill it. Amnam, Rabbi Yehud is not worried about that. Why not? So he goes one step further. The machlokas between them is what is the hanhaga haru'uya. Rabbi Yehuda is more of a, has more of a laid back approach to avodas Hashem. Ma'avir al midosav. More flexible, more relaxed, less nervous. And therefore, he would allow you, make the neder, and then you'll be able to fulfill it. Rabbi Meir is noig b'shita shel kanos l'kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Meir is dakas. Rabbi Meir is not a kanoi in a bad way. Chas v'shalom. In a good way. You have to be medakte kachuta saira. And therefore, don't get yourself into the situations, says the stipler. And he says, it's similar to what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says. What's Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? In the Ari Yisrael, we quoted this 2 months ago in a Parsha Shir. The Ari Yisrael in Simin Chav Ches, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, we always get upset at Beis Shammai. Right, we read that Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, and Shammai is very mean to the ger, to the potential converts. We're like, oh, we would never be like Shammai. Right, we would be like Hillel. We're talking about one of the great Tanoim, Shammai. What do we say? Oh, he is Medakte, and Hillel is Ma'avram Midosav. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Chas V'Shalom. This wasn't a character flaw that Shammai had. No, but that was his hashkafa about Avodas Hashem. If Shammai thought that the hashkafa of Avodas Hashem should be Mavra Midosav, then he wouldn't have acted exactly like Hillel. This wasn't a character flaw. This was a conscious decision that he made, that he believed that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in. Kodesh Baruch Hu says you got to be medaktik, not give an inch in terms of halacha, more of that attitude. That's what Shammai felt, and that's what the disciple says maybe Rabbi Meir felt. And maybe that's also why the Gemara in Erevin says that Rabbi Meir, he was so sharp that, you know, the Talmidim couldn't get it, because he didn't relate as well. But Hillel, and we follow Hillel, Hillel's more of laid back. You have to be medaktik on halacha. But Ma'avram Midosav, like Rabbi Akiva was a Ma'avram Midosav, right? A little more flexible. And therefore, if you want to make a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fulfill it, you can make a neder and you can fulfill it. But it was a choice they made. It was not no flaw. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says there in a very important piece in the Ari Yisrael, in Simen Chav Ches. But the stipler says maybe that's the root issue here, the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we continue. Third line. So what's the difference between a neder and a nedava? Why would Rabbi Meir say, if we're saying that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, that a nedava would be okay, not a neder? Why is noder something that he does not believe in? Because you're going to end up, you know, it's going to lead to a takala, you're not going to fulfill your neder, and you're going to violate Baal Ta'acher. Nedava nami lo dilma asibali takala. So nedava also you shouldn't take upon yourself. Maybe you'll come to takala again. What's the takala here? The mafarish says bal ta'acher. There's bal ta'acher by a nedava also. That's a machlokas rishonim. The mafarish here says there's bal ta'acher. If I say hare zeh, is there bal ta'acher? This animal, the animal's already a karban. Is there bal ta'acher there? If I say I promise to do something, hare olai, there's bal ta'acher until I fulfill it. But what about if there's a nadava? Is there bal ta'acher by a nadava? So the Mefarish here says yes. Mefarish here says, I'm sorry. I just, the opposite. The Mefarish says the other shita. Third, second skinny line. Nadava nami. Ki amar hare zu karban asi bohu l'dei takala. L'dei giza v'avoda. There's an isser, he says, of mi'ila. That's the takala, according to him. Not bal ta'acher. Avo bal ta'acher lo. To call echa di isa, because there's rachmani isa. But bal ta'acher, there's not going to be bal ta'acher by a nedava, because there isn't bal ta'acher by a nedava. The Ran quotes bal ta'acher. The Ran quotes bal ta'acher. And that is a machlokas rishonim, whether there's bal ta'acher here by a nedava. But either way, so what's the difference? There's some type of takala here. Answer, kehila lazakein. By nedava, maybe it doesn't have to lead to a problem. Why? Do like Hillel. Titania, umbra, hila lazakein. Shalomo adam ba'olaso kol yamav. Nobody ever violated me'ila by his karban. Why? Mevia kishichulin la'azara. He brought it to the Beis HaMikdash before he was makdish it as a karban. He brought it to the Azara before he became a Karabam. U-Makdish, and only then he was Makdish it. And then he leaned on it and did Shechita. Right, sounds like the Bailim, the Yisrael did Shechita. Another major topic, right? Is it Bailim or Shechita Ksher Bazar? Is that Al-Khachil? Is that a B'diavid? But then in that way, there is no Me'ila. He brought it to the Azara, Mamish, the Azara. The Ran says doesn't really mean the Azara, it means up until the Azara. You can't bring something in the Azara that's Chulin, because that is an Isra of Chulin Bazara. There is a Machlokes, Rishonim, whether the Isra of Chulin Bazara and Tanoim is an Isra Daraisa or an Isra Darabanan. Shechita outside the Azara is for sure an Isra Daraisa, Shechute Chutz. What about bringing something that's Chulin into the Azara? Is that a Machlokes? Is that an Isra Daraisa or Isra Darabanan? Machlokes. There's another Machlokes, very interesting Machlokes. What does that Isra apply to? Some Rishonim say it only applies to items that could have been used here as a karban, like an animal, or like flour. What if I bring a chair into the Azara? Is that an Isra? If I bring a chair into the Azara, if I bring a shtender into the Azara, is that an Isra of Chulin ba'Azara? So that is a Machlokes Rishonim. And the Rambam Shita is not clear. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, has a formulation which the Rishonim discuss. The Rambam says, "V'lo beheima v'chaya bilvad." Not only Beis Gimel, not only does the Isra of Chulin Bazar apply to an animal, ella kol chulin osur lachnis on lazara. All chulin you can't bring in. Stop there. You might say anything, but then he says, "Afilu basar shchuta operos v'pas." Even shechted meat, fruit, bread. If you bring any of those, it is Chulin Bazara. So says the Mishnah Melech. Why do you give those examples? So maybe he's limiting it, because all of those are connected to fruit. Fruit is Bikurim, and Pas, bread is Karban Mincha. So maybe Dafk is limiting it. Doesn't sound like it. He's like, anything, for example, but the examples that he gives are not anything. So that is the ambiguous formulation of the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, the Mishnah Lamelech here has a long discussion of it. What exactly is the Shita of the Rambam? He also sounds like it's Daraisa, but then at the end he says Makas Mardus, which also doesn't make it so clear. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Hanicha, Nidava de Karbanos. Fine, Nidava of Karbanos, I understand what that is. Nidava de Nazir is Michael Maymar. Where do you ever have a Nidava of Naziris? Where is that? How do you ever have that? How could you do that, that Lo Asili de Takala? Right, well, how could there be a difference? So, Savalak is Shimon HaTzadik. Maybe he holds like Shimon HaTzadik. The following is a case where it's going to be positive. Titania. Probably one of the more famous, well-known pieces in Maseches Nedarim right here. The most famous Nazir. Right? Many Mefarshim discussed this story on Parshas Naso. Here we go. Amar Shimon HaTzadik. Miyame lo achalti Asham Nazir Tame. I never ate from a carbon Asham that a Nazir who became Tame brought. We know that a Nazir who became Tame brings a carbon Asham. Perfect. A Nazir who became Tame, who just never became Tame, does not bring an Asham. But why? Why didn't he eat from it? Ela Echad. I only one of them. Pamachas ba'adam echad nazir min adarom. The nazir from the south one time came. V'ra'isiv shu yafeinayim v'tov roi. And I saw he was yafeinayim v'tov roi. Where did the Gemara get that lashon from? David HaMelech. When David HaMelech is introduced to us for the first time, when Shaul meets him, the Pasuk Yisrael Aleph says, V'hu admoni yafeinayim v'tov roi. Exact same lashon. The Medrash on Tov Roi says anyone who saw him was inspired to serve Hashem. Tov Roi. Anyone who saw him was Tov. Right? Sometimes we're around great people and we're like inspired by them. So that's David HaMelech. That's where the lashon comes from. Vikfusosav, Siduros Lo, Taltalim, and he had gorgeous long locks of hair. Amarti Lo, Bini, Mareisa Lahashnus, Esarech, Zehanoe. I say to him, why did you become a Nazir? You have such gorgeous hair. Omar li roe hayisi la abba beiri. I was a shepherd for my father. Halachti lamalos vayim in a mayan. And I one time went down to the mayan to fill it up with water. Vinestakati beboshali. And I caught my reflection in the water. And I saw I was a pretty handsome guy. Upachas ala yitzri. My yitzahara all of a sudden got to me. And all of a sudden I felt so great. I felt like a real handsome guy, and I was going to my head, and I was about to violate Tzuren Averos. Ubikish l'tardani min ha'olam. And now my Yitzhahara was about to rip me out from the world. Right? I was violating the Isra of Los Asurach ve'levavchem achrei nechem. One of the six Mrs. Tmidios. Amartilo, and I said to my Yitzhahara, Russia, What are you doing to me? You're raising yourself up in a world that's not yours. You know what he remembered. Right? Din v'cheshbon. Ha'avoda, I swear, she'egalecha chal ha'shamayim, that I'm going to be a Nazir, I'm going to shave off his hair to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning he was so l'shem shamayim, he was so using the concept of Nazirus for exactly what Nazirus was created for. Miyad, says Shimon HaTzadik, right when I heard that, Amatzi v'nashaktiv al Roshi, I gave him a kiss, Amarti lo b'ni, kamocha yirbu nozri Nazirus b'Yisrael. Right, like your cases, there should be a lot of Nazirios. Alecha, Kasav Omer, about you, the Pasuk says, Ishki afli lindar neder nazir lahazir lashem. So that is why he was different. Why did Shimon HaTzadik only eat from his karban? So the Ron explains that by the other karbanos of a Nazir who became Tameh, let's say I'm a Nazir, and then I became Tameh, so I have to do another 30 days, I have to start counting again. There's a good chance, says Shimon HaTzadik, that the Nazir who's bringing this Asham is now upset that he became a Nazir in the first place. He was ready to do maybe 30 days, but more, I'm going to have to start again, forget it. So when he brings his Karbanos, it's not mamish chulin in the Azara, but it's kind of like chulin in the Azara, because he's upset that he became a Nazir in the first place. That's why he never ate from any of those Karbanos. But this guy, he's so l'shem shamayim, he's so into it, I'm not worried. I'm not worried he's going to have any regrets. And therefore, he ate from the Karbanos of this Nazir. Again, this is a huge topic. The Berachas Peretz, second day in a row. We have a stipler on Chumash. The Berachas Peretz here discusses that the Isser of Gaiva, right, this Isser of Gaiva, that's what this Nazir was feeling. Gaiva leads to all different types of Averos. One of the two Midos, the Rambam says, you have to go to the extreme, is Gaiva and Kas, right? Gaiva, where in the Torah does it say there's an Isser to be a Bal Gaiva? Is there a Pasuk in the Torah? So one might say, no. Rav Chaim Vital says, there is never a mitzvah to be a Bal Midos. That's all a prerequisite for all other mitzvahs. But there is a Pasuk, the Ramban says, in Dvarim, the Ramban says, Levilti Romu Vavomechav, the Pasuk by a king. The Ramban says, a king is not allowed to be a Bal Gaiva. Surely anybody else, a king at least, he has something to be a Bal Gaiva about. But surely anybody, the Ramban says, that's the Pasuk, Levilti Rumla Vavo, right, that Pasuk in, towards the end of Dvar. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, just one final point here, says that, it's interesting, in the Pasuk by a Nazir, it says that a Nazir is not allowed to become Tameh for his father, for his mother, for his brother, for his sister, for his wife, doesn't say son or daughter. The halacha is, even son or daughter, he can't. But why doesn't it say son or daughter? Why isn't that in the Mefurish in the Pasuk? Right, it says father, mother, brother, sister, doesn't say wife, but he's focusing on the children. He says because most Nazirim are younger. People don't accept to be a Nazir when they're older usually. Usually when they're younger, like the Nazir from the south. Sounds like he's a young man. Well, that's why it doesn't say children, because he probably doesn't have any kids by a Nazir. And why is this? Because says Reb Yaakov, and this is the Musar for today, says Reb Yaakov, because when we get older, it's much harder to change. When you become a Nazir, what are we doing? We're trying to change our hashkafa in life. We're trying to change our behavior. And once we get set in our ways, it's so much harder. So who's going to become a Nazir at 50? Who's going to do that? Right? Nazirim are 18, 20, 25. That's when it's easier. He says, Zed davar kasha ma'od la'adam mivugar b'shanim. Ki elo at the merits hadorish l'shanos d'rachav ha'alichosav hakfuim lo mizezman rav avol naru bacher shadayin lo kava darko b'chayim lo kal ba'arbe. He can do it. It's easier for him. And that's why the Torah talks about the reality when it's mostly younger. The Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos says on the Mishnah of in lo achshav emasai, he says when we're younger and we realize it. He says even when we're older, but he says gives the mashal of a tree. If you have a tree you plant the tree. So at the beginning, if it starts growing crooked, so you can still move it around, you can still position it, and then you can make it straight. But once a tree gets older and thick, and the trunk, you can't move it. If it's going crooked, it's crooked, and it's going to be crooked as it grows its whole life. So that's the message of Rabbi Yaakov. Let's just do a little bit more. Says the Gemara, Maskiv la Rabbi Mani, Maishna Asham Nazir Tami Delo Achal, Da Asi Al Chait. Why didn't he eat an Asham? Because that came Al Chait. So, Kal Asham was Nami Lo Lechol, Da Al Chait Asu. Why did he only not eat a carbon asham from a nazir? What about every carbon asham that people bring for the averos that an asham is brought for? So the Gemara says, no, Amalei Rabbi Yona, Hainu Taima, Kishahein Tohin Nozrin, Ukishahein Timitamin, Veroven Alein Yemei Nazirus, Mischartimena, as we just explained. By here, the problem is, when they become Tame, they're going to regret it. And that's why this Asham is not going to be with full heart. V'nimsu Mevi'en Chulin Ba'azara. Right, unlike a regular Asham, where a person wants to get a Kapara. See, he brings it. Ihachi afilo Nazir Tar Nami. What about a Nazir Tar? The answer is no. Nazir Tar Lo. Da Amude Amid Nafshi Diachol Lindar. Right, a person says, I'm going to do 30 days. That he can handle. But more than that, and once he has to do it again, then he would be very upset about it, he would regret it, and therefore, he wouldn't want to do it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot more about the Nazir from the Darom, but we'll leave it for now. We had a little bit, Reb Yaakov, the stipler, and Beis Hashem, we continue tomorrow with discussions of Kinuyin. We've been on to Yados, but tomorrow is the Mishnah about Kinuyin that we will get into, whether a Nazir is a Tzaddik or a Chote, that also comes up on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.